Blackstone Audio presents The Grim Reaper's Dance by Judy Clemens. For Nancy Clemens, Mother and Friend. Chapter 1.
This here is my daughter, Katie. She's 13 and lives for marching band. Plays the flute. You wouldn't believe the way they work them kids. She's in better shape than I ever been.
Evan the trucker laughed and patted his sizable gut, which almost touched the steering wheel of the semi. Death gave out a snort, chin to chest, mouth open. The trucker's conversation obviously wasn't interesting enough to keep the grim reaper awake, and the lack of traffic on the sleepy highway gave no relief from the steady clicking of the tires on the pavement or the view of flat Iowa and Kansas farmland. Casey wasn't having trouble staying awake, having slept the first 7 hours of her escape from Clymer, Ohio, despite the throbbing in her arm from the injury in a knife fight only hours before. Her wrist hurt, she was bleeding from the gash in her shoulder, and so many terrible things had happened she should have, by all rights, been kept awake by mere horror. Instead, her body had shut down into a sleep so deep the trucker's pit stops hadn't even awakened her. Evan had finally poked her, saying he wanted to make sure she wasn't dead. Death had gotten a real kick out of that. And this one? Now Casey pointed at the other girl in the photo hanging from the dashboard.
Susanna, just turned 7, first grade.
He shook his head.
Can you believe how they got them little kids reading? Books and math and every other thing. It's crazy. All I remember from first grade is going up again.